We know that one of the rules in Yeridaya is that a dover sheyesh leimatirin is not bottle, which means that if you have an item that, let's say, currently is osir, but will eventually become mutter, the halacha is, since it will eventually become mutter, we say that it's not bottle beroiv, it's not bottle even b'shishim, it's not bottle even afilu be'elef, while it's still in the state of isir. Now, why is that? So there's a machlekes rishonim, a famous machlekes rishonim, as to why a dover sheyesh leimatirin is not bottle. Rashi's opinion is, in the beginning of Maseches Be'ah, that since if you wait, it will certainly become mutter, and you won't have to rely on bittul. So we say, atche teichlenu be'isser teichlenu beheter. Why eat it now while it's still in the state of isser? And you're right, it will be bottle beroiv, but lamaisa you're being samech on bittul. Rather wait until it's certainly mutter, and then you don't have to rely on bittul. So that's the shita of Rashi as to why a dover sheyesh leimatirin is not bottle beroiv. Because you could simply wait, and then the entire premise of bittul will be obviated, because since the entire mixture will be mutter if you just wait a little bit. Let's say you have a be'ah shenolda b'yomtif, and after yomtif it will be mutter. On yomtif it's muksa, so if it gets mixed into other eggs, this egg, you should be matter it, because you should say that it's not bottle beroiv currently while it's still yomtif, because if you just wait till after yomtif, you won't have to rely on bittul. After yomtif, it will certainly be mutter, it won't be muksa. So you might as well just wait and not have to rely on bittul. That's the shita of Rashi. The Ran has a different opinion. The Ran's opinion is that the yisoid of bittul is when you have a conflict between two different items in halacha. They have a different status in halacha. One's isser, one's heter. So bittul means that one overrides the other one. But it has to be a conflict. They have to be two different opposing statuses in the halacha. One isser, one mutter. And then one overrides the heter. If there's more heter than isser, then you have the concept of bittul, where it is mevatel the isser. However, if let's say you have two items that are not in conflict, they're not diametrically opposed, they're both part of the same category, then the entire concept of bittul is obviated. There's no point of bittul. The entire cheftza of bittul is to take two things that are in conflict and make one be mevatel the other. Memela says the Ran, if something's a dover sheyesh leimatirin, so even though currently it's aser, but since it will be mutter soon, we already look at it as somewhat of a dover mutter, and therefore when you have this item that gets mixed in with other items that are mutter, the entire concept of bittul doesn't work because they're not in conflict. They're not two separate chefzes. There's no one isser being bottle in many heter. Because even this isser is looked at as somewhat being a heter, since it will very soon be heter if you just wait a little bit. And therefore, since all you have to do is wait a little bit and it'll be mutter, so already now we see it as a dover hamutter, and a dvarim shel heter can't be mevatel a dover mutter, because it's pashut not in conflict, so the whole concept of bittul doesn't apply. That is the shita of the Ran. So this is machlokes the Rashi and the Ran as to why we have this concept of dover sheyesh leimatirin that's not bottle. And the question is, what about a case where it's not certain that it will be mutter, but there's a case where all you have to do is wait and you'll know for sure if it's mutter or not? Do you say dover sheyesh leimatirin in this category of items or not? In other words, do you say that dover sheyesh leimatirin is only in a case where it certainly will be mutter, and therefore already now you say that it's not a dover osir, and therefore it's not bottel beroiv now, because all you have to do is wait and you won't have to be samech on bittul? Or do we say that no, even if it's possible to wait, you'll wait and you'll be able to find out if it's mutter, already then we should say that it's a dover sheyesh leimatirin, Matirin, and therefore it should not become bottle now, since all you have to do is wait and you'll be able to find out whether it was mutter or whether it was osir. So this is a machlekes haposkim, but it seems to be a mefurish gemara, as the Shach points out, and this is a gemara in Be'ah Daf Gimel. The gemara in Be'ah over there is talking about a beitza shenolda biyomtiv, and the gemara has different opinions whether beitza shenolda biyomtiv is osir midiraisa or osir midirabbanan. And the gemara says that we have a braisa that says that by a suffix, you're machmer. by sveikis of this beitza, you're machber. And the question is, bishlam, if you hold that it's an iser deraisa, so the rule is safek deraisa l'chumra, I understand why we have to be machber misafek. But if you hold that it's only an iser derabanan, the rule should be safek derabanan l'kula, why are we machber by safek? The Gemara answers that part of the braisa that says that we have to be machmir by a suffix is not talking about a beitza shenolda b'yomtiv. It's talking about a an egg that's a suffix trefa. And since that's a suffix deraisa, iser trefa is a iser deraisa, over there we're machmir by a suffix, and we say that it's not batal, even though, or we say that it's not a mutter, even though it's only a suffix, because l'maisa is a suffix iser deraisa. Now, Rashi interprets this case as being, you have an egg that was born, and you have a bunch of mother hens, mother chickens, whatever, tarnagailis, and you have a suffix which animal, which mother this egg came from. And one of the mothers is a trefa. Many of the others is not a trefa. So the question is this beitza a trefa because it came from the vada trefa, or did it come from the other mothers which were not a trefa? That is the suffix, according to Rashi. The Me'iri understands the Gemara's case differently. The Me'iri says, no. The case is that you know exactly which mother this egg came from, but the mother itself was in a status of being a suffix trefa. Not pshat, that you know certainly that the mother was a vada trefa, and the suffix is which mother that Beitza came from, like the Me'iri. Rather, according to Rashi, you know exactly which mother it came from, but the mother itself had a status of a suffix, and an egg, since it emerged from the mother, also carries with it this status of being a suffix trefa. So that's the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara then asks, how could you say that we're talking about a suffix trefa, an egg that was a suffix trefa, l'chayra, the rule should be that it should be batal b'rayv, because it's a suffix deraisa, and it's not something that's a davar sheish lematirin. It's not going to subsequently become mutter. And the Melel says, the Gemara, since it's not a davar sheish lematirin, it should be batal b'rayv, and why does the braisa say that it's not batal afilu be'elef? There's no bittel when it comes to this egg. L'chayra, if you're talking about a suffix trefa, it should be batal. So the Gemara has a teretz that since we're going according to Maniyama, that anything that's sometimes counted is considered as something that's choshev, and since an egg is sometimes counted, it's considered choshev, and therefore it's not batal afilu be'elef, even though it's not included in the category of a davar sheish lematirin. As I state in Gemara. Now, Zok deshach, I have a mefurish Gemara that says that even though there's a possibility that something will become mutter l'achazman, it's possible, if you just wait, you'll certainly know if it's mutter. But l'maisa, since you don't know for sure that it will be mutter, it's not vada that it will be mutter, it's not considered a davar sheish matirin, and therefore, it's batal b'rayv. You don't have the chumrah of davar sheish matirin where you say it's not batal b'rayv. What's derived from our Gemara? Our Gemara says, we're talking about a beitza that's a suffix trefa. And a suffix trefa, the Gemara says, is not considered a davar sheish lematirin. Now says the Shach, why? Why is a suffix trefa, a beitza that's a suffix trefa, not considered a davar sheish lematirin? L'chayra, all you have to do is wait 12 months, or wait until it lays more eggs, and you'll know that it's not a trefa. So it should be considered a davar sheish lematirin. So why does the Gemara say that if you're talking about a suffix trefa, a beitza that's a suffix trefa, it's not a davar sheish lematirin, therefore it should be batal b'rayv? That's why the Gemara has to come onto a new teretz that it's a davar chosh of an egg. That's why it's not batal. Tepeglei, that it's a davar sheyesh lematirin because all you have to do is wait and you will know whether it's a trefa or not. Perhaps we should say that that's considered davar sheyesh lematirin. Zok l'shach al karchach, a davar sheyesh lematirin is only if it certainly would become mutter. But if it's only a possibility, then you don't say it's a davar sheyesh lematirin and therefore it's batal b'rayv. So even though you certainly could figure out whether it's a problem, if you just wait until 12 months, you'll know it's a trefa or not. Or you wait until it lays more eggs, you'll know that it's not a trefa. But since it's not vada that it'll become mutter, it's not a davar sheish matir. Azoy zok the shach. Now, zok the pnei Yeshua, Rashi disagrees with the shach, because Rashi interpreted our case to be not that the mother was a Safek Trefa like the Meiri. Rather, that you know for sure which mother was a Trefa. And the Safek is where the Beya came from, where the egg came from. This egg is a Safek Trefa because you don't know if it came from the Trefa or not. Now, why didn't Rashi interpret like the Meiri? That the Safek is not on the Beitza, the Safek wasn't the mother. And maybe the Safek carries over to the Beitza. And since the Safek wasn't the mother, the mother was a Safek Trefa, that's why the Beitza is a Safek Trefa. Because Rashi disagreed with the Meiri, because Rashi held that that, in fact, would be a case of Dover Sheish the Matir. And the Gemara says over here, in our case, that it's when it's a Safek Trefa, it's not a Dover Sheish the Matir, it's a Dover Sheish the Matir. Rashi disagreed with the Shach, says the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi held that in this case, it's considered a Dover Sheish the Matirin, if it, the mother was a Safek Trefa. Now, why is that? Because Rashi held that a Dover Sheish the Matirin means you could wait and you'll be able to verify whether it's a Dover Isser or not. So even if it's not for sure that it'll be Mutter at Lachar Zman, but since if you wait, you certainly will be able to ascertain whether or not it's Mutter or not, that's considered Dover Sheish the Matirin. The Shach says that no, it has to be for sure that if you wait, it'll become Mutter. But the Pnei Yeshua says no, Rashi disagreed. Rashi held that as long as you know for sure that if you wait, you'll be able to know whether it's Mutter or not, in that case, it's a Dover Sheish the Matirin. And that's why Rashi held that if the Gemara is saying that this Beitza is considered a Dover Sheish the Matirin, it's not a Dover Sheish the Matirin, then it must be that the Suffolk is not on the mother. Rather, the mother was for sure a Trefa. And the Suffolk is, this egg, did it come from this mother that's a Trefa, or did it come from the other mothers, which is not a Trefa? And that's for sure not a Dover Sheish the Matirin. That's not going to become Mutter Lachas Zman. You'll never know which mother this egg came from. There's no way to determine. And therefore, since there's no way to determine which mother this egg came from, that's a legitimate Safek, and therefore you can mevatel it peroiv, because it's not a Dover Sheish the Matirin. That's why the Gemara has to come on to a different terrace. Now, the Shach understands that our Gemara is mefurish, not like this Pnei Yeshua. What happened to the Pnei Yeshua's Taina, that Rashi interprets the Gemara's case differently. So L'chayr, the Pnei Yeshua understood, the Shach understood, and the truth is that the Bir Agro in Simon Kuf Beis also points this out, that even Rashi agrees with the Shach that Avada, if something's only a Suffolk, whether it's going to become Mutter or not, even though you're going to be able to be determinant whether it's Mutter or not, if you just wait, nevertheless, that's not considered a Dover Sheish the Matirin, and it won't have the Chumra Dover Sheish the Matirin. So what's the raya? Why does Rashi deviate and say a different pshat? Rashi says a different pshat because it's not mashma like after the Gemara, Ayin Shom, in the Mefarshim. But they have a raya that Rashi agrees to this because otherwise the Gemara should have answered that we're talking about a case of Safek Trefa where the mother was a Safek Trefa. Why does the Gemara have to deviate from this entire discussion and say that the reason why the Beitza is not Batal B'Rayiv is because we're going according to Mal Yomer that it's Beitza is a Dover Choshev since it's sometimes counted? Says the Shach, if Rashi held, like the Pnei Yeshua held, that by a Safek Trefa of the mother, since you're able to wait and find out whether it's a Trefa or not, it's considered a Dover Sheish the Matirin. So the Gemara should answer that that's the case that we were talking about. We're talking about a Safek, whether the mother was a Trefa, and that's why it's a Dover Sheish the Matirin, that's why it's not Batal B'Rayiv. So why does the Gemara have to come on to a whole Chiddush that we're going according to the Mandiyama that since an egg is counted, it's Choshev? Say that we're talking about a Safek, whether the mother was a Trefa, and that's why it's not Batal B'Rayiv, because it's a Dover Sheish the Matirin, since you could wait and you could find out whether or not it's Mutter or not. So Al Karchach, says the Shach, it's only considered Dover Sheish the Matirin if it's Vaday will be Mutter. If it's only a Safek, whether it will be Mutter, that's not a Dover Sheish the Matirin. The Shach goes so far as to say that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, is very shver, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Beis in Yeridea says, Yesh Misha Oimer, one opinion says, there is an opinion that says, that if it's only a Safek, whether or not you'll be able to find out that it's a Mutter or not. In other words, if you wait, you'll be able to know whether or not it's Mutter or not, but you don't know for sure that it'll be Mutter. In that case, Yesh Misha Oimer, that it's not considered Dover Sheish the Matirin. Dover Sheish the Matirin is only if it will vada become Mutter. If it's only a Safek that will become Mutter, it's not a Dover Sheish the Matirin. Says the Shach, why is it only Yesh Misha Oimer? The Mechaber is Mashmah, it's a Machloikis. It's not a Machloikis, it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Gimel's Mavur, Klar, that if it's a Vadai that will become Mutter, is it considered Dover Sheish the Matirin? If it's only a Safek, it won't become mutter. That is the shita of the Shach. We should point out the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam to disagree with this. The Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam as saying that even if it's not a vada it'll become mutter, it still has the chumra of a dar v'sheish matirim. If you could just wait, you'll be able to determine whether or not it's mutter or not. So just wait, and then you'll know if it's mutter. So the Shach understands that it's poshit, and there's no machlik, because it's clear that dar v'sheish matirim is only a chumra when it's for sure going to become mutter. But the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam is disagreeing. And that he holds, that the Rambam holds, that even if it's a suffix, as long as you could wait and find out whether it's mutter or not, even if it's not certain that it'll be mutter, it still has the chumra of a dar v'sheish matirim. That is the shita of the Kesef Mishnah b'shem the Rambam. What's the hezbra machlekes over here? Why should we say that it's considered a dar v'sheish matirim? Why shouldn't we say it's considered a dar v'sheish matirim? In this case, where it's only a suffix, if you'll discover that it's mutter or not. The placey understands that it's totally in the machlekes Rashi in the Ram that we started off with. We said that there's a machlekes as to the svar of dar v'sheish matirim. Rashi says the reason why we say that a dar v'sheish matirim, something that will become mutter subsequently, is not potel b'roiv, is because ashtechlenu be'isr techlenu beheter. Rashi holds, why eat it during the time when it's usr and be samech on the heter of bitul b'roiv? Why don't you just wait? And after Yom Tif, or after Shabbos, it will certainly become mutter, and you'll eat it beheter without being saimech on bitul. Zok the placey, according to Rashi, I understand the Shach very well. Because if the whole story is just wait and it'll become mutter, so says the Shach, that's only when it will certainly become mutter. But if I wait and it might not become mutter, all I will able to accomplish by waiting is to be able to determine whether or not it's mutter or not. That's not a dar v'sheish matirim. So you don't have the svara of achadachlenu b'isr techlenu b'heter, because the whole svara is wait and you won't have to be saimich on bitul b'roiv. Says the Shach, in this case, you don't know that you won't have to be saimich on bitul b'roiv. You don't know if it will takabi mutter. So the Shach makes a lot of sense according to Rashi. However, says the Placey, according to the Ran, I understand the Kesef Mishnah b'shem the Rambam, I understand the Pnei Yeshua. Why? What's the svar of the Ran? The Ran's svar is that the reason why dar v'sheish matirim is not batel b'roiv is because the entire concept of bitul is a conflict between a dvar iser and a dvar heter. When something will become mutter lachar zman, so we don't see it as a dover oser. And since we don't see it as a dover oser, we see it as a dover mutter, it cannot be subject to bitul, because heter and heter is not a conflict, it doesn't pass bitul. Bitul is only when two things are battling against each other. But if two things are not battling against each other, they're both mutter, so it doesn't pass the entire concept of bitul. Zok to Placey, according to the Ran, I understand the Pnei Yeshua and I understand the Placey. I understand the Kesef Mishnah b'shem the Rambam. Why? Even if it's not certain that it'll become mutter lachar zman, but let's say the case of Safek Treifa, this mother of the Beitza, this chicken, this Tarnagoilis, is a Safek whether or not it's a Treifa. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, just wait, or Zok the Pnei Yeshua, just wait. It's 12 months, and you'll be able to determine whether it's a treifa, and you shouldn't have to be soimich on bitul now. It's not certain that it'll become mutter. Who cares? But since there's a possibility that it will be determined that it's mutter, and you'll get out of the suffix, because all you have to do is wait, and you'll find out whether it's mutter or not. Just wait 12 months, or just wait until it gives birth, or lays more eggs. Memela, we still can see it as a dvar mutter, a dvar heter. We could still see it as something that's mutter, and therefore it still shouldn't pass the concept of bitul, because since it's very yitochin that you'll be finding out very soon that it's mutter, memela, you can't look at it now as a sure thing, as a certain dvar iser, because all you have to do is wait, and you'll get out of the suffix. Bishlam is something that is certain that you'll never know. If you'll never know, so this is a dvar iser, And you won't be able to ever be matter it. And therefore, it's batel b'roiv, because you can be samech on bitul, because it's not a dar v'sheish matirim. But in this case, if you wait, you'll be able to determine whether or not it's mutter or not. So even though it's not certain that it'll become mutter, but l'maisa, we can already see it now as something that has a chshash, that you won't have to b'chlal have bitul. And therefore, it's not looked at as a certain dvar iser, and therefore, it's not a conflict, and you won't have bittul. And therefore, you'll have the chumra of davar sheish matir. So Zokta Plesi, the Hezbra HaMachlekes between the Shach and the Pnei Yeshua, whether something that if you wait, you'll know whether it's mutter or not, but you won't certainly know that it's mutter, is that considered a Dovr Sheish Matirin? It's telling the Machlekes, Rashi and the Ran. According to Rashi, the Shach is correct, because according to Rashi, the whole Svar is, why be Samech on Bittul and be Matter now while it's Usr, or while it's Safik, whether it's Usr, just wait and it will certainly be mutter, and then you won't have to be Samech on Bittul. So Mevela halt Rashi, halt the Shach. If it's not certain that it will become mutter, then Avada, I could be Samech on Bittul now. Because there's no svar, just wait. What do you mean? If I wait, I don't know if it will help me. Masha'enkin, according to the Ran, the svar is that since Dovash Ishmaetirim is something that will be mutter lachazman, so we don't see it as a dvar iser now, and therefore there's no efsharos to mevatel it, because the chefs of bittel is iser versus hefter, and over here it's not certain iter, iser, because if you wait, it will be mutter. And Mela, says the Ran, says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Pnei Yeshua, even if it's not vada, it'll become mutter lachazman. But if I wait, I'll be able to clarify whether or not it's mutter or usr, and it might become mutter, so already now I don't see it as something that's certainly usr, and therefore it lacks in the properties of bittul, and therefore you cannot be vada, it has the chumra of dovar sheish matir. Halacha lemaisa, we passing like the shach, all the poskim assume like the shach, and therefore we assume that it's only usr, b'toyras dovar sheish matir, if it certainly will be mutter lachar zman. However, if it's only a suffix, whether or not it will be mutter lachar zman, for instance, you have a case where it's a suffix trefa, and if you wait 12 months, you'll know that it's mutter, but if you wait, you don't know that you'll find out that it's mutter. In that case, since it's not vadai that you'll find out that it's mutter, you don't have this chumra of dovar sheish matir, and you could be makel and assume that it's bottle if it gets mixed in a taruvus.